Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles just swept the White Sox, Birds 11-4 here in the month of September. Here to talk about that, and maybe more importantly, how the young guys have gotten themselves acclimated to the majors and the big offseason for Mike Elias, which now includes hiring a GM, maybe a manager, and a lot of other things that go along with it. He's Oriole Hall of Famer. He homered on this day, as we said, in 1997 against the Brewers, helping the Orioles win that game 4-3. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling?
Hey, Bob, much better. Thanks for telling me I had a home run today.
I think it was like 472 feet, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope. There ain't no way that ever happened. Might have been 372, a little paint scraper.
I think it rolled down a hill, and then they finally caught the ball a little bit later after that. And I don't want to sit here and talk about the woes of the 97 team, which, you know, I think we both agree was the best in baseball. So let's talk about this year's team, which we thought was going to be one of the best in baseball, not in the playoffs for the first time in three seasons. Mike, if you had to pick one reason, just one, that pops right into the top of your head, what's the one reason why the Orioles are in last place and not getting ready for their third straight postseason appearance?
Injuries, period. Yeah, everybody got hurt, man. All their top guys got hurt and then some and continued to get hurt. Yeah, just terrible news all the way through. Now, you know, there were a lot of teams that got hurt, but it was devastating to the Orioles because it cut so deep that it kind of opened the door to the weakness of the whole organization. So that led to this whole year, you know, the trade deadline, getting rid of guys, restocking with young players. So, yeah, the injuries just devastated the team and then the organization.
Now, with the lack of home runs this year, and maybe for Gunnar Henderson in particular, who hit 37, he was hurt coming out of spring training, started the year on the IR. The defensive metrics have been incredible. He's stealing bags at a career high. You know, I mean, he's still a stud and going to be an MVP-level player for many, many years. But what do you make of the lack of power for Gunnar in particular, because I mean the team last year was first and second in home runs all season long?
Yeah, I think offensively they have just been all over the map, right? Inconsistent wise, runners in scoring position, some of our hitters that are supposed to be taking off have regressed. Actually many have regressed, so I think that's something that has to be, you know, addressed, not just for Gunnar. And I'm not saying that the hitting coaches were the reason, you know, for the power outage or the hitting philosophy for that matter. I just think Gunnar's a young hitter. I think he's still learning about himself. He's figuring things out. Maybe he was a little dinged up early on coming off the IL. I loved how he used the whole field then, especially, and continues to do so. He's still just an incredibly exciting and dynamic young player that, you know, I think consistently should be up there in the 30-30 kind of range every year. I would like to kind of compare him to Bobby Witt Jr., you know, as they go forward. I think he is that kind of comparison. So it'll be fun to watch him go. I still think it was a great year, even though offensively a little bit down.
Now, speaking of offensive years that were somewhat down, Colton Cowser, speaking of injuries, he missed, what, 2 months? I mean, we're seeing a pop in the bat here late. K rate still relatively high, barely over the Mendoza line. But, I mean, we think, I do anyway, he's going to hit. What about defensively? If Colton Cowser's the Orioles' everyday center fielder next year, is that a good or bad thing?
Well, I think his whole game needs to be cleaned up. If you're selling me that he's a hitter you can trust in the lineup, but my gosh, he goes as cold as any hitter in baseball for like a month at a time. So yeah, there's a huge upside to him, but he's got to find consistency offensively to be able to lessen those down times. But I thought that might have happened by now, or at least improved this year, but it hasn't. I think he's one of the guys you put in there as far as regressing. And even defensively, he needs to clean his act up a little bit. He's got a strong arm, but he has no idea where the heck it's going. And I think he's got a pretty good baseball IQ. I think he covers some ground pretty well. But he has to get familiar with warning track stuff as well. So, you know, so many of these young guys have to show some sort of improvement in that regard, or he's going to end up getting hurt again next year running into walls the way he does. Like, he forgets that there's an outfield wall out there sometimes.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get to the rotation. And in particular, Tyler Wells, great yesterday. He's been great since he came back. Very reminiscent, Mike, of what he was in the first half of 23 when he helped the Orioles, you know, win the AL East. They got moved to the bullpen, got sent back, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Your preference for Tyler Wells in the Orioles pitching staff next year would be what?
Wow. Man, oh man, I know. I like him at the back end of the bullpen. I just feel like he's an imposing kind of figure, kind of like a Batista. I think he'll be able to, you know, get his velocity up a click more in a bullpen kind of situation. He seems just like an unflappable guy, so you trust him a little bit more at the back end, at least in my opinion, watching him a couple years ago, you know, as a closer. I think he's got just really good experience now. I think he understands kind of what it takes. I think he realizes his game a little bit better. But ultimately, I know that he's an incredible team player. He'll do whatever is asked of the team. But man, oh man, if he stepped forward and said, "I'd love to be the closer if you guys need one," man, that would go a long way. And that would just kind of just exude that confidence, say, "All right, let's go. We got this guy we can lock down. Let's go get a couple guys to support him, and off we go."
Hey, Morty, now that there's 10 games left, you've been eliminated, and what's the approach of the players for the last 10 games, you think?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Vinny, I hope they still have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and want to show the Yankees, you know, that, okay, you guys might be going to the postseason, but we can still leave a little mark on you and let you know that we're going to be here next year and we're going to be competitive, and so watch out for us. Listen, the Orioles have just another nice little wave of young players that you hope the Yankees leave by going, "Oh, my gosh, here they come again. And what if they add a couple pieces?" So just to get in their heads a little bit, I think, is a nice way, you know, to get that chip on your shoulder, because you can't just you know, la-di-da the rest of the way. There's no way. You better have an edge. You got to finish strong, and you got to finish with a little dignity. You know, play the game hard, stay professional out there, and do what you did to the White Sox, right? Be aggressive, play with your hair on fire, and some good things are going to happen.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Bordy, we have two BBTs at Pickles next week. You going to be part of one of them?
Well, I hope so. My goodness. Yeah, the season ends up going by in a hurry, but, you know, I'm excited about the football season, I guess, as a Baltimore sports fan. But let's finish this baseball season strong. Yeah, love to see everybody down at Pickle.
No, I'm just, yeah, I'm saying, I don't know. Who am I working with next week? trying to figure it out here in real time. Mike Bordick.
Bob, I'm trying to be a salesman here, brother. Holy shit, Bob.
Mike Bordick, Mike, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, man. We'll see you soon.
All right, Bob.
Thanks, Bordick. There's a real Hall of Famer. Mike Bordick, who homered on this day 28 years ago. We'll come back, say hi to Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw, take a trip through the funhouse, get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. We're tabulating that as we sit here. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Going to hear from the Ravens as they get ready for the Lions back at practice today. Buy or sell, where's the late week dough? Hopefully we're counting that. And Vinny's film breakdown of the Detroit defense. Ravens have put up 81 points. In two games, what kind of resistance will they provide?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.